Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Alrighty then, it is Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX on a Friday, heading into the weekend, one day closer to Tommy Tom's huge yard sale. I'm excited.
I'm excited too. Oh, is that what you were looking for?
I was waiting for you to call me a liar, actually.
No, anyway, it's okay.
It's all good. We've talked about this a couple times this week, last week actually as well. The Northumberland Community Yard Sale is tomorrow from 7 a.m. until 3. And the Sunbury area going to do one in the upcoming weeks. It may be next weekend, but I'm all focused on Northumberland. If you have your map, you're ready to go at 7 a.m. Yes, Laura, they issue maps. Is that exciting or what?
That's actually highly organized, and I'm impressed.
Yeah, it is. There's like almost 70 yard sales going on in Northumberland and Pointe Township tomorrow on a beautiful sunny day. Now, if you're not a yard sale kind of person, you should avoid the borough and the township completely, because I'm sure you've seen it in your neck of the woods. People get goofy during yard sales. They're driving down the road, and all of a sudden, and they just throw it in park and get out. You know, they park their car in the middle of the street. And it's
what? Elysburg Yard Sale Day is one of the most loved and hated days in Ralpho Township.
That's exactly it, because it's like, all right, it's loved because neighbors get to wave to each other from across the street. Hey, how's it going over there? But it's hated because if you're trying to get through the community, it's like, what is going on today? But I'm kind of excited about it. I have my yard is listed as furniture, electronics, clothing, and more.
Wonderful.
It's otherwise known as stuff left over from the divorce.
Oh, boy.
I didn't want to call it that. Old DJ company stuff that still works. And stuff cool. Left over from 5 years ago that for some reason has been in storage. So I'm kind of pumped up for it, and we'll see how it goes. The last time I was involved in a yard sale, and I'm gonna say this, it's true. It was another one of these community things, and it rained all day. So it was about maybe 3 or 4 years ago, and I said I'm never doing this again. And now here I am doing it again. But the first time I did this, I made $6. Oh, Lord.
$6? That's it?
$6. Even the dog's whining.
That's a cat.
Oh, sorry. I heard somebody crying in the background. I knew it wasn't your husband. I knew it wasn't Keith, though. I mean, I figured, what? It was a sad day. You drag all that stuff out in your lawn. You have to cover it with tarps because it's raining. It was just awful. So just the idea that we're going to have a sunny, beautiful weekend. Who knows? I could make billions this weekend. Okay, maybe
more. And I hope that you do. At least maybe $100.
$100 would be a nice goal. K94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Get you ready for Flashback Friday in about 30 minutes. But also that 80s, 90s weekend from our Bowen girls coming up. That should be a party and a half starting at about 3 o'clock this afternoon. Laura, new study out says it is basically hard to stand still when music is playing. You might think you're being still, but there is a part of your body that is moving. I like that. The hardest type of music to sit still to? I would say old school jamming like LL Cool J that you just heard. But the answer is actually all this EDM stuff that's out now. So, okay, music is music. So whatever kind of music you like, the study shows that you may think you're sitting still or standing still at work or at home, but you're actually maybe tapping your toe. Maybe wagging your head. There is some part that is moving. Yeah. If you're not dancing around the kitchen, I don't know what's wrong with you. It's is what it thinks.
I'm literally doing circles around my kitchen table.
There you go. See, if Laura can do it at home, so can you. Yeah. Here's something.
So many jams this morning.
I know.
So many jams.
You can tell it's a Friday going into a holiday weekend, going into an 80s, 90s weekend. We're going to just jam all morning long. Your requests are always welcome. The Ford Fun Line is open 1-800-326-94KX. Just talking to a lady. Oh, my. People are fiery today. It's all good. Laura, you could also make your requests with social media and stuff like that, right?
Yes, please message us on the 94KX Facebook page. You can also text us at 49330. We'd love to hear from you. Even if you're like, hey, I'm jamming too.
Yeah, just give us your jam. And we'll play it for you heading into a long holiday weekend. Here's something I saw this morning. I go, this has got Laura written all over it. Pillsbury just introduced Mean Girls inspired toaster strudel.
What?
Yeah. And Lacey's all about it. So I guess it's, you know, it's kind of, I don't know, cool idea, I guess.
That is so fetch.
It's fetch.
Fetch. Stop trying to make fetch happen. It's not going to happen.
It's Gretchen Wieners.
She's totally rich because her dad invented toaster strudel.
Get in, loser. We're going shopping.
There it is. Toaster strudels.
Do you know why Gretchen Wieners' hair is so big?
Fetch or big?
Why it's so big? Why is her hair so big?
Why is it so big?
It's because that's where she keeps all her secrets.
Wow. Do. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with news coming up next, sports and AccuWeather, and another Flashback Friday.
Woohoo!
We are urging you to give us your party songs and get this going. Then, of course, Chad has that way back lunch. And then, wow, at 3 o'clock, we go all 80s and 90s all weekend long right through Monday. It's huge.
You know what? I love me a good 80s and 90s weekend, especially when it's a 3-day weekend, because you hear songs that you haven't heard in such a long time. And then you get that moment where you're like, oh my gosh, I haven't heard this on the radio in forever. Turn it up.
Yep. And that's what we hope you'll do and enjoy all weekend long. You know what? You also hear those pieces from movies, those pieces from TV shows, those little jingle commercials from the 80s and 90s, all that stuff that helps us flashback the names, the places, the movies, the shows. Jane Fonda. There's a flashback name.
I love her in Grace and Frankie. She's so good.
Did your mom ever work out with her little videos back in the day? Probably not. Maybe.
No, my mom went to exercise class, though, and she likes step aerobics.
There you go. Well, Jane Fonda has a new tell-all, and she, I don't know why. I don't know why she needs a new tell-all, but in it, she talks about the people she slept with in her life. Okay. And the people she didn't.
Oh.
The one she regrets. She did not sleep with Tom Morgan. Probably because I was about 6 years old, but she also regrets not sleeping with. Oh, my.
Who?
She regrets.
Marvin Gaye?
Yeah. She regrets it. She says she regrets not sleeping with Marvin Gaye the most. He came on to her, but she said no because she was married then to politician Tom Hayden. So.
As one should when they're married.
Exactly. Marvin evidently didn't care about that marriage part, but.
Does the world need a Jane Fonda tell-all about her sort of sexual exploits and endeavors?
This is exactly what I thought. Like, how many people this morning are saying, wow, it's finally out? Nope.
I mean, maybe nope. Marvin Gaye is?
No, he's dead.
That's right. Sorry.
I mean, like, so there's your answer, really. How many people need the tell-all?
I don't think we do.
Nobody. 94KX in the 90s. Come back.
Your poison.
For Alice Cooper.
Yeah. I want to kiss you, but I want it too much.
See what happens with Laura when you really pump up a 90s tune. You see what happens to Laura? She just loses it, but
oh
it's all
gosh.
Good.
I love that song so much. If my cousin Mel is listening on the app, which okay. sometimes she does, all she right. is the biggest Alice Cooper fan ever.
Really? Wow.
And we just, last time we saw them, they're the ones who are up on the Cape in Massachusetts. Nerd. We just cranked that up and we're screaming at the top of our lungs. So fun.
Well, she joins Mickey who texted in the Alice Cooper, so there you have it. Pretty cool. Perfect. Hey, are you a big Godfather fan? Usually it's a guy thing, but I know that Laura probably likes the Godfather series.
I do.
Yeah.
The first one's the best in my opinion, though.
I totally agree. Are you ready for a reboot? Francis Ford Coppola is recutting. So it's not exactly a reboot, but it's a remix. Oh. How about a remix? We'll call it that. He's recutting The Godfather Part 3 to make it a more fitting ending to the first two films. He even says,
I could be here for that.
Yeah. He even says he created a new beginning and a new ending. The movie turns 30 years old this year. The new cut will be called The Godfather Coda, The Death of Michael Corleone. Yeah.
Ooh.
Look for it in limited release.
I like that Francis Coppola is doing this. I'm curious, Movie Mike's thoughts.
Yeah, me too. This is what I thought of as soon as I read this. Oh, Movie Mike, what are you thinking? Are you thumbs up or thumbs down? It will be a limited theatrical release in December. And for Michael Corleone, he will be back.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
I just wanted to use that phrase. Oh, Al. Oh, I said Al as in Al Pacino. Sorry, Michael Corleone, say it again.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
There's a flashback.
I'll make you an offer. That you can never refuse.
What's new in theaters this weekend?
This ain't gonna be easy.
Here's Movie Mike with the new movie rundown on 94KX.
Only one new movie opening in theaters today, and that is Tenet. Now, Christopher Nolan has kept the plot details on this pretty well under wraps, so I'm just gonna read to you the official studio release plot synopsis. Armed with only one word, Tenet, and fighting for the survival of the entire world, a man journeys through a twilight world of international espionage on a mission that will unfold in something beyond real time. What does that mean? Who knows? You'll just have to go see it to find out. Also coming out today is Mulan, which is skipping theaters and debuting on Disney Plus. I will have a review of that coming up for you in just a few minutes.
Before you get your ticket and your popcorn, see what Movie Mike has to say. Here's this week's Movie Mike film review on 94KX.
Mulan is a live-action remake of the Disney animated classic. I admit, I haven't been the biggest fan of these remakes, but this one is actually pretty good. You know the story. Young woman poses as a boy so that she can fight for the Emperor of China. There are some notable differences this time around. First, one of the major villains is a witch. Second, the dragon, voiced by Eddie Murphy in the original, is not present here. Those turn out to be pretty decent changes because this Mulan is more mature in its tone. The idea of a young woman smashing traditional gender roles and embracing her gifts is hit a little harder through the live-action approach. Aside from that, the movie is exquisitely photographed and the production design is nothing short of spectacular. Action scenes, meanwhile, are filled with dazzling fight choreography. All these things make it more suitable for older kids than for younger ones. It's definitely a more sophisticated picture. I still prefer the original animated Mulan, but unlike The Lion King or The Jungle Book, this remake is not just a cash grab. The filmmakers forged their own path. The movie debuts on Disney Plus today. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 3 Mushus.
No. Nice job there, Mike. Laura, I know what you'll be doing tonight. Meredith?
Obviously, I'll be watching Mulan.
Mike, thank you for saying it's for the older kids. Because a live action might not be for those little kids, right?
Yeah, Mulan deals with some tough topics, and there's a lot of fight scenes in the cartoon version, but that's friendlier because it's a cartoon, right? But live action might be a little bit, I don't know, what do you think, 8 and up, 10 and up?
Yeah, I guess today's kids are mature, so maybe 10 and up, I don't know. Back in my day, since it's Flashback Friday, it was like 15 and up. There you go.
13 plus.
Yeah, exactly. Flashback Friday, 94KX, getting you ready for an all 80s and 90s Labor Day weekend, powered up by your Bowen Agency girls, Kristen Horton and Melissa Lanuski. Those guys are fun, okay? Anyway.
So fun.
All weekend long, we got it going on. Hey, we want to say on a Flashback Friday, happy anniversary to Super Mario Brothers. Perfect. It's the 35th anniversary of the extremely successful game Super Mario Brothers. Nintendo Direct has introduced a new video game. You play it with real radio-controlled cars that are equipped with small cameras, so you can watch on your Nintendo Switch. You see the regular elements of the video game while the cars actually race around your living room. This is cool.
That's fantastic.
I'm seeing your husband Keith digging this, okay? I don't know
don't
about
say
your
that
dogs.
Too loudly. Ooh, I wasn't sorry. Planning on buying any video gaming systems or new games this weekend.
Oh, okay. Okay. I just picture him on the couch playing this game. Maybe me sitting at his side playing, but the dogs going nuts and chasing the cars. I don't know.
Don't you think, though, my backyard, you know how it kind of, like, goes all the way up the hill?
Yeah.
Don't you think you could make using the birch trees at the back, like, an awesome off-road course?
Heck yeah. Just mow that lawn down real close and let's get those remote cars going. Wow.
Okay, maybe I'm okay with this.
See, I knew I'd sell you on it. The set comes with one car, either Mario or Luigi, but you can buy more. And it's called Mario Kart Live Home Circuit. It comes out this October for $99.99. Happy anniversary, Super Mario Boys. I wanted the music to trail out. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Get up, 94KX. Oh, yeah.
Apparently, everyone loves Sister Sledge.
That song is good for everyone, no matter what demographic, no matter where you are, who you are.
I have a feeling that Bob and Brian from Kenobel's Crystal Pool are the ones who are listening this early and the ones who messaged in. Yes or no?
I don't want to incriminate them, but yes. Yes, you are absolutely
fantastic.
Correct. Way to go, Bob and Brian.
I also got a text message. My mom is on Boosha duty today.
Boosha duty, she has
my youngest nephew, Bryson, and apparently he was digging it.
Wow.
Dancing around.
Wait a minute. What's that kid's demo?
Oh.
What is he? Is he a year old? How old is he?
Yeah, he's swinging around to 2 years old. He'll be two years old on Christmas Day. So he's like, what, 19 months?
Wow. Wow. Okay, so there you go. A multi-demographical song from the 70s. Sister Sledge, We Are Family. And it got your family rocking this morning. So there you go.
It really did.
And all the people in your other family at Kenobel's Pool.
Very cool. That would be the Framley.
Yep. News is coming up next. Hey, we talked about this a couple weeks ago on Flashback Friday when the Rolling Stones released, they dropped one song called Scarlet, which was previously unreleased and featured Jimmy Page of Led Zeppelin on guitar. Well, that song was recorded during the Goat's Head Soup session in 1973. Today, the entire deluxe box set comes out, which is...
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's the Rolling Stones. You're going to love this if you're a Rolling Stones fan, because it'll be a Blu-ray package and three CDs on top of that, including the Brussels Affair concert.
Nice.
Which was recorded in 1973 and started with a kicked up version of Brown Sugar. 94KX on a Flashback Friday for Camp Mount Luther. They didn't start the fire this year because they were closed. It's called a pandemic. But there you go. It's all good.
They started a virtual fire, though. Camp Mount Luther did some awesome summer stuff online.
Yeah.
So... clap, clap, clap for our friend Chad Hirschberger.
Way to go, Chad. Way for keeping it together. You know, summer's been weird this year, but creativity has made it great for Camp Mount Luther, for Knoebels, for anything we did outside this year. How about just sitting around a fire pit in your backyard? Nobody ever did that. Now it's like, whoa.
It's the thing.
It's the thing, yeah. So we kind of reinvented summer. And it was also the rebirth of the drive-in, speaking of flashbacks. So drive-ins came alive again. Let's hope they stay open even when all this is over, because who doesn't love a good drive-in in the summertime?
You know? It is one of my favorite things to do, honestly.
Yeah, and summer romance and all that. Well, that brings me to
summer loving had me a blast.
Not exactly that one, but I was thinking
Can we play Grease, though? Can I put in my own request?
See you in September. I was thinking that.
Yay.
Well, that's what I was thinking when I got the boys together. Yeah.
Wow, Moondoggy, this summer sure went fast. And we didn't even get to see each other.
I know.
But maybe soon, huh?
No, it's a quarantine.
I won't see you.
In September.
No, we won't.
Not in October.
Maybe not November, too.
Why don't we try Zoom?
Are mostly just hateful and stupid.
Uh-oh, I think they're breaking
up. The actual truth is I won't be missing you.
So forget about that Zoom.
Now you know you've been unfriended.
Unfriended?
Till late December.
Wow.
And I'm expecting this from you. I won't see you in September, maybe not till
2022.
Moondoggy.
Okay, that was totally weird. That goes way back, friends, so don't expect it. That's not an 80s or 90s song. That was just,
no, it's not.
Just maybe Boucher was enjoying that one. coming up this weekend. Why do I say this weekend? The weekend is here, Laura.
Coming up. Friday counts, especially starting at 3 p.m., 80s and 90s weekend. Mm-hmm.
All 80s, 90s, Labor Day weekend, right through Monday, sponsored by Kristen Horton and Melissa Lanuski, your Bowen Agency Realtors in Selins Grove. And check them out at bowenagency.com. Be part of our weekend and party with us.
Sounds like a plan.
We won't play that song again, Laura, I promise.
No, we will not.
94KX wrapping up Flashback Friday by request. Kicks blow my fuse. If you are going to that show this weekend, please wear a mask. Please social distance. Please be careful. We don't need a spike in Snyder County. That's all I'm saying.
I echo everything that you just said.
Thank you. And you know that spike in Snyder County could spread across counties quickly. Mm-hmm. So please be safe. Look what happened at Sturgis. They had like 800 positive tests, and then they went back home to like 11 states in the United States. They weren't smart. You know, we gotta play this smart. So please be safe and smart this weekend. Hey, we like to wrap up every show, not just Flashback Friday, with a thought for the day. And I have a feeling you got a good one today, because it's Friday and we're heading into a holiday weekend.
Exactly. I just want to remind everyone, especially like we just talked about masks again, and it's just these times are so difficult.
Yes.
Better days are coming, friends.
Oh?
And do you know what they're called?
What?
Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
And Labor Day Monday. Oh, have a great holiday weekend, everyone.
Be safe, everybody. Bye, guys.